Alright, 那么这道题的话我们说describe how you met a friend and why you became friends. 那么它属于 task one, 那么所谓的 task one 呢，就是它的一个比较典型的特点，就是你选择什么样的答题方向展开其实都是可以的。我们一共背过十个口语素材，还就是十个口语段子。那么这几个段子中间，我觉得其实绝大部分可能都能用。比如说我是在音乐和艺术课程上面遇到我的这样一个朋友的。为什么我会在这个地方遇到他朋友呢？因为我本人喜欢上这个课程。为什么？因为我觉得这个课程可以帮我很好的放松。其次呢， a lot of friends can be made by taking music and art courses. 然后呢，那我就是在这个地方。 That's when and where I met my best friend Peter or Jason or whoever it is. 随便去取一个名字就可以。所以你用第一个口语素材的话呢，直接拿来答题就可以。 Well, the friend that I want to describe is definitely my best friend Peter, who is a very interesting person. You know, we met each other when I was taking music and art courses. The reason why I love this kind of course is that, first of all, it is a very good way for me to take a break from studying. You know, as a student, I'm very busy with my studies. Whenever I feel exhausted after all day study and tired of learning my major subjects, takingThis kind of course can be a very good way for me to reduce my stress. And secondly, a lot of friends can be made by taking music and art courses. I can meet different people with different ideas. And that's how I met my best friend Peter here. And because we all love music and we love to play music together. So that's, he is the friend that I want to talk about in this kind of topic. Okay, 这是 Unit 1的那个口语素材。那么还可以用什么口语素材呢？比如说Unit 2的口语素材，对，我们是在我家附近的这个大超市买东西的时候遇到的。然后呢，我们都有相同的兴趣爱好，对不对？那么大超市为什么会在我家附近的大超市遇到呢？是因为我这是一个比较喜欢去大超市购物的人，对不对？大超市买东西 Unit 2的那个口语素材直接可以用。还可以用的话呢，比如说对，比如说 Unit 6的段其实也可以用 Hardworking。 那么我们是如何成为朋友的呢？是因为我发现他也是一个特别特别 hardworking 的这样一个人。我每天早上起早，然后呢去早读，或者说去自习室学习的时候 ，in the study room or library, I can always see him studying there. So we discussed our different opinions and discovered that we shared some of the same interests, and then we became friends afterwards. 然后为什么我觉得 hardworking 特别的重要呢？或者说为什么我会跟他成为朋友呢？是因为我觉得 hardworking 特别的重要。Because I think he's really hardworking, and I believe work ethic is the most important quality to a successful student in school. You know, intelligence yields twice the result with half the effort, but it is no guarantee of success. So Unit 6这些可以用。那么还可以用什么 ？Unit 9 and Unit 8植树的时候遇到了这样一个好朋友，因为他也是一个觉得非常有必要去保护我们环境的这样一个人。He thinks that it is also very essential or important to protect our environment. So he will use his time, spare time especially, to plant trees in the community or in the garden so that we can protect our environment or at least contribute a little bit to the environment around us. 然后这样的话其实对吧，就是怎么样去交到一个朋友，在什么场合下做什么事情的时候去交到了这个朋友，其实都非常好说。你随便选择一个方向，然后呢稍稍铺垫两三句话，应该这道题就可以答得非常的完美。 Alright